Malaria kills about 750,000 people every year. Most of them are kids in Africa. That number in and of itself even represents a victory, since nearly 1 million people died of malaria in the year 2000, just 10 years or so ago. The health community was surprised, and some were shocked, when Bill Gates announced that eradicating malaria completely was the goal of his foundation. But it turns out the hundreds of millions of dollars that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has invested in fighting malaria has produced some positive results. It turns out we now have a vaccine that may cut the number of malarial cases in half. Joining us, Nathan Ford, Medical Director for Doctors Without Borders. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's first talk about the severity of this disease. We have gotten better, even in the poorer countries of Africa. We have gotten better at fighting it, right?
In some countries, the rates of malaria death have gone down. Unfortunately, in other countries, they've gone up. And so while one could claim that things are getting better, I think we still are a long way from seeing a consistent decline in malaria deaths. As you say, 800,000 deaths a year, 90% of those deaths are kids under five in Africa. And Doctors Without Borders last year alone treated over 1 million cases of malaria. So we're quite desperate, like as everyone else is, for a prevention intervention and eventually a vaccine that works, because there's still a lot of deaths happening.
And it's so difficult to fight malaria that even a vaccine that's only 45 or 50% effective represents a significant breakthrough. I mean, I assume that's fair to say.
Well, it's scientifically, it's an extraordinary breakthrough, because it's the first vaccine we have against malaria, and indeed against any parasite. There are two important issues that need to be kept in mind, though. I think for a vaccine that only works less than half of the time for the people at greatest risk of death, that's the kids under five, there's an important message to the donor community, which is don't start funding the malaria vaccine at the expense of other things. All the other interventions we have, bed nets, spraying, diagnosis, treatment, they all need to continue to be funded maximally, because this vaccine doesn't replace the other tools we have. And for the affected communities themselves, there's an important message, which is if eventually this vaccine is rolled out and you're given it, you're only partially protected, and you need to continue to do those other things that will help prevent you from getting malaria and dying from malaria.
Well, Nathan Ford, then let's say I'm a village elder in a community in Africa, one of the places that Doctors Without Borders might target. What is the sort of perfect public health strategy, using all the various things that the donor community needs to support, to create an environment that is the safest for kids under five, including the bed netting and the vaccine and all the things you've talked about?
Your question is exactly the question which is at the feet of the World Health Organization right now. You know, what do we do with this vaccine? How do we integrate it into our guidelines? And what messages do we give the village elders to their community? And I think indeed the point is an integrated message that perhaps for certain populations, mass vaccination with this level of protection is a good idea, but it can't come at the expense of the other things that need to be done. I mean, vaccines, let's have no doubt, we eradicated smallpox with a vaccine, and it would be wonderful to share Bill Gates' vision that malaria will one day be eradicated, but we're a long way from that right now.
Partly because a vaccine is not all that effective against parasites, and in fact you have to deal with transmission and how it gets transmitted from mosquito to mosquito and from mosquito to humans.
That's right, and it's a environment in mosquitoes are ever present, so the risk of getting malaria is repetitive. On average, people can have up to six episodes of malaria per year. So one of the other worries about this vaccine is not just the efficacy, but also that there's waning immunity. At the moment, it only seems to protect for around 12 months. Now, future trials and future research may provide an additional benefit, but at the moment, it looks like it's not just a one-shot vaccine. It would need to be repeated. And again, that reinforces the message that integrated approaches are needed.
We're speaking with Nathan Ford, who's the medical director for Doctors Without Borders. And yet, while we put in all these qualifiers on this story here, Nathan, the truth is that the reason it is such an incredible breakthrough is that so often this is how more effective treatments or preventatives happen. There's always a first step and a second step, which may seem small, it may seem to be less effective, but they lead to something bigger.
That's absolutely true. Science is incremental, and I in no way want to diminish the extraordinary innovative research that has taken place, and the researchers absolutely need to be congratulated. I guess my message is, if I was speaking to the head of donor funding from the US government or the head of the World Bank, I would say to them right now, the priority is to continue to support funding for effective treatment of severe malaria, because there's been another change in the malaria field this year, which was very important. The World Health Organization released guidelines saying that we need to replace older drugs that are less effective with newer treatments for severe malaria that are much more effective, but also more expensive. And so far, the donor community hasn't put its weight behind that. So while we need to be in a watch and see mode for the vaccine, we need to ensure that efforts to fund treatment, which is the thing that saves lives right now, need to be continue to be reinforced.
And we need to make sure that the kids who do get this vaccine don't throw away their mosquito nets.
Don't think they're invulnerable.
That's right. Nathan Ford is medical director for Doctors Without Borders. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking about a new vaccine that is 50%, perhaps less than 50% effective in cutting down the cases of malaria, which at this point kills about 3/4 of a million people every year.